I had the original one.
This is our May 15th, 2008 regular session of Commissioners Court. We will start this morning with a few moments of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor of the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment, and we would invite anyone who would like to address the court to come up at this time. Go on to item two, which is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Motion to accept the changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept the payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Judge, on the budget amendments, Mr. Smith. On the $20,000 here, non-departmental.
Appropriate.
No, you got two. The second item on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Second item. Yes. That is to increase the revenue coming in and increase the expenses going up.
So where are we getting that money from?
It comes from fines and fees that are collected from defendants that are being collected by Life Arc attorneys.
Okay.
So defendants pay us, we pay Linebark, so the revenue comes in, the expense goes out.
So really it's coming from what you just described and going to this instead of the way it's listed on here, is that correct?
Well, actually what we're doing is increasing the revenue and increasing the expense, which is basically zero effect on the bottom.
Okay.
Move to approve. Budget amendment.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item D are accounts payable.
Judge, on page 5, under county buildings. Got an expense here that I was wondering is for a chair mat to go in the tax office. Should that have come out of county like buildings or out of the tax office budget?
They always take that out of county buildings. Anything like trash cans, chair mats, anything like that. That always comes out of county buildings. Just like when they do the.
I know our secretary and other commissioners that come into our office. It's come out of the commissioners, not budget.
Well, that's because y'all, but they do like fan or whatever.
Where's
the
check from non-departmental,
do you? I guess it's what you know, they take it out.
It should be non-departmental, not county buildings.
What amount is that?
$41.99. Just to save on office supply.
Okay.
I just thought it should, you know, probably should come out of that department's budget instead of out of the County building expenses. Looks like county buildings is for the maintenance of the building for the county.
Well, you can look down in there and you can see a lot of things that sprayer, and it's different departments. And so in the past, you know, office supplies, I think it means office supplies. It doesn't mean like the chair and mat. It means supplies like envelopes and everything like that. In the past, that's where we've taken all of them from, and he has signed off on these, Mr. Charles himself. Because we don't put a bill in unless it's signed off. And he probably went and bought it.
Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Smith. This guy Adams used to be in our budget, and it was the election of Commissioner's Court to move all that kind of thing into this common pool to be done from this. I don't understand why this one item is being singled out, this one manager, what we've been doing for years.
Yeah, well, I just noticed it in here, and I didn't know if it was.
Chair mats and doors and roof, whatever.
We do. And what it is
a. It's,
you know, it's one of those things that sits on the carpet, sits all around.
So you don't have a lot of time for this.
Because Charles just
signed up on it.
Okay.
If there's any question, the state's. Charles Daniels.
So do we need to correct him or put it where it's supposed to come from?
It's not what I see as.
It doesn't matter to me.
Office supplies.
Okay. Well, if you certainly don't have a line item for it or whatever, I guess it's going to have to come out of here. If you have a line item for chairs and chair mats and so on.
We need that kind of thing. We're expected to call maintenance and ask for it.
Okay.
I move to approve budget.
I mean, account sale.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's monthly report, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the recording of those documents. Those in favor? Those are recorded.
Did you sign it?
Which coming? I guess that's my copy. I should have thrown it in there probably. You want to?
Want yours back?
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Item F is the JP Technology Fund expenditures, and I don't believe we have any today, so we'll go on to item G, which are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item three is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We have three properties this morning. We have bids on the first property I have in the Commission Precinct 1. We have a bid for $1,000 on the property described as 0.13 acres, more or less, situated in the Lumbrera Headright Survey. The appraisal district has it valued at $2,040. It's land only. We struck it off for $3,032.12. It's located on Crane Road.
Motion to accept this bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept the bid of $1,000 on the 0.13 acres situated in the Lumbrera grant. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid is accepted.
The next property I have is located in Commission Precinct 2 on Stock Road. As 4.113 acres, more or less, situated in the A.W. Smith Headright Survey. I have a bid for $3,050. District showed a value of $27,880 land only. It was struck off for $6,514.95.
Moved accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to accept a bid of $3,050 on the 4.113 acres situated in the A.W. Smith Headright Survey. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
The next property I have is described as, it's located Precinct 4. It's described as 12.418 acres, more or less, situated in the Chisholm Survey. It is located on Possum Road. The appraisal district shows a value of $47,600 land only. It was struck off for $9,095.84. We have a bid for $5,050.
Motion accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept the bid of $5,050 on the 12.418 acres situated in the Enoch P. Chisholm Survey. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid is accepted.
That concludes my business. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Item 4 is to discuss and take action to accept for filing the subdivision plat for Woodland Estates.
Accept the bid. Accept the plat.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept the plat for filing of Woodland Estates. Those in favor?
Aye.
Where is that located?
It is, it's off of 300 on the east side of 300 or north side, north
east side,
northeast side on Hummingbird.
Actually, it runs between 300 and 3358.
And Ms. Legrone, I've got the tax certificate and the report from the on-site sewage inspector that put those in the $36.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We need to sign it. Oh. I'll have it. Don't file it until I get you the check, though. I don't have it here with my paperwork.
Okay.
I didn't think you would.
$300.
You want this in the record, though? The tax certificate and the report? Sign right down the bottom line.
He left you out.
Oh, well.
Maybe.
Item 5 is to discuss and take action to purchase shutoff and shear valves for the road and bridge automated fuel management system.
When are we going to take this out? We paid for the rest of that stuff out of facility improvements. What line item is that?
We have enough in facilities improvement, don't we, Gary?
I'm sorry?
We have enough in facilities improvement to pay this.
There's about $6,000 in facilities improvement.
It was 29.
$29.85.
$3,000.
Yeah, that take up about half of what we have left.
Did this equipment not come with when we bought all
that? No, this is something that we didn't think about. It's if that if somebody runs into the pump, we've got 16,000 gallons of diesel there that could pour out on the ground, and this is an electric valve to shut it off if the flow gets too great. So I think it's something we need to do. I'll make a motion to approve the purchase.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson, to approve the purchase of the shutoff and shear valves for the automated fuel system at Roden Bridge. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. From DBA Tech Service Group in Canyon Lake. Well, I guess they're doing business as Tech Service Group.
The people that put the system in.
Yes. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to renew the phone system maintenance contract. And our maintenance contract on our phone system is about up. Johnny is here to speak to us if we have any, if the commissioners have any questions. It's going to, our contract is about 5 years old, and it's going to increase $3,700 per year. And I believe that Mr. Woods would tell us that that's, a lot of that has to do with fuel prices and traveling back and forth from Maybank. And
it's not so much traveling back and forth, but we also increase the size, the quantity, of course, of fuel. Fuel cost is a big part of it. That's my major expense. 5 years ago, I was paying $1.59 a gallon. I'm not quite paying that anymore. But, also, we are going to talk about some changes being done to the phone system. Going to save enough money to pay for it anyway. We're going to do some upgrades, I hope, that will cut the per port charge down some by going to different technology and cut the phone bill itself down to pay for the upgrades. So we'll be saving money in the future.
Is that an option, or is that what is included
it,
in this price?
It is an option, but there are ways of cutting the price down, is what we're getting at. And some of this stuff needs to be done. Some of it's just optional that will save you money in the future that will pay for itself.
It says on our information here, Mr. Woods, that our last contract was 5 years ago with $3 a device.
Right.
Did that include the road and bridge and JP phones at that time? So where have those
phones been covered? The road and bridge system is, it has a one-year warranty. I forget when we put it in exactly, but it was about 3 months ago. And I'm going to give you until next June before we increase that, but it's only going to add.
What do we got, Carmen? 15 phones on the system?
It's only going to add about $300 or $400 a year to the cost.
But was it included 5 years ago in the total 305?
No.
And
it's not included in this year's.
Okay. So it's never been in a part of
it's never
part
been
of contract. Okay. And neither has the JP phones?
The JP phones in the Justice Center, yes, but the ones out here, no. The Rock Building, it wasn't included. They're all in the Road Bridge phone system. Now, when we pulled those people out of here, when we pulled Road and Bridge out of here, that count decreased here, but it increased out there. That, this count 305 devices, that is total devices that are programmed and usable in the system.
Right. And that's what I was looking at. 5 years ago, it was 305 total. And
5 years ago, it was probably 240 or 50, and we've added enough to make up the difference.
So this 305 that we're showing here for at $3 a device was for just the past year, not
a
couple years ago.
The contract that we signed 5 years ago, I just flat rated it all the way through 5 years at the device total that we had. But it was figured at $3 a port 5 years ago.
So what you're saying today is we've got 305 right now, but we're going to add on sometime in the future the JPs, the two JPs offices and the Road and Bridge phone, is that correct?
Right. But that'll be next year.
Okay.
Your maintenance on the runs from the time that it went in, that I'm going to make it renew at the same time as this contract next year. So you're actually getting about 15-month warranty on the road.
Okay. And our current, the our current phone system is now, next month will be 5 years old. So we have paid for it as of next month. And on our monthly phone bill from E-Tex, we'll go down $2,765. And that's why I've talked to Mr. Woods a little bit about upgrading our current phone system, keeping it up to date. And he will work up a proposal for us, but the most urgent matter today and what's on the agenda today is the maintenance contract. And that's what we can look at this upgrade and new phone system. It's not a new phone system, but an upgrade to our current phone system in a month or two. But today we need to make a decision on our maintenance contract.
May I ask, you said the monthly phone bill may take this capacity increase from 2,765, but that month thing?
That's per month.
Why is that?
That was the purchase agreement we had for our phone system when we bought it 5 years ago. We paid that out at $2,765 per month, and it is paid for next month.
Do is increase the per device a dollar.
Right. All my other customers, which include Kaufman County, Wood County Electric, Upshur County, Upshur Rural Electric, they're paying $5. But I'm gonna, because of the sheer size of your system, that I'm gonna charge for. Plus, y'all a lot easier to work with than most of my customers.
Say. Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the maintenance contract on our phone system to renew it. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Annually, $14,640. One.
Because sheriff's department loses power all the time. I'd love to have a system that was in place somewhere else that the sheriff's system, when it goes down, it would come up on one of the other systems. So he's never had it.
So what I hear you saying is when we do the upgrade, our price per device is going to decrease?
Yes.
Do you know about how much?
Probably around 50 to 70 devices.
Is that how many? How many 843 numbers we have that we're keeping?
Got a ton of them. But to make them, when we moved them off of Verizon over to E-Tex, the way that E-Tex had to send them to me, we had to have those ports programmed. Once we go to the new PRI stuff, and that's just it's just a technical term, we don't have to port it at the device anymore. We can port it at the phone. That's right. So it does decrease the number of ports that we charge for. It decreases the price of the ports that we charge for. When we finish that upgrade, we're going to do that upgrade in sections. I don't want to have to replace every phone and everything out here to do that. But as soon as we do that upgrade, those 50 to 70 ports, and I can get you an exact count if you want, they won't disappear. They won't even count anymore. So your price per month, even if everything else stays the same, it's going to drop $280, between $200 and $280 a month on that maintenance cost.
So price per port is going to decrease, as well as the number of ports that we've got will decrease.
Correct.
So we may not be paying the $4 per device?
It won't immediately drop to $3, but it's going to gradually drop to $3 as we change out devices.
So to go back to what we've been paying at this.
We have cards in the system that drives each phone. Okay. A phone goes to a card, that's one port. A incoming line from E-Tex goes to a trunk port, so that's one port. So you have a phone port, a trunk port. There's two T1s and seven lines that come in from E-Tex, eight lines. The eight lines are at the sheriff's office. There are eight direct lines that go to the sheriff's office. The reason those were put in, those eight lines needed to be recorded on a recording device down there. They had to be talked.
I'll let y'all visit after the meeting about that. Okay. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to approve the policy for the Upshur County sick leave pool. And I'm not through. So I'm still working on it, and I'll have it to y'all probably one day next week. So we really don't require any action on item 7. Item 8 is to discuss and take action to accept the resignation letter of Tim Carricker, Justice of the Peace Precinct 1.
I'll make a motion to accept Judge Carricker's letter of resignation.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to accept Judge Carricker's resignation letter. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's accepted. Item 9 is to discuss and take action to request the Upshur County Auditor to perform an audit of the Justice of the Peace Precinct 1 office.
We review all the offices quarterly, minimum quarterly, and occasionally we do some price cash counts throughout the quarter. I'll go back through his office and check the transactions, the court cases that he's done in the past year. I've already started that process. And we'll also go over and do a physical inventory and check everything there. It's the way it should be.
That's why I don't really think it requires any action. I just wanted you to tell us that, I guess.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
And you did appropriate action by putting on the agenda, and I had no problem with that.
Okay. Any other questions? Item 10, the court will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Codes Annotated 551.074A1 to discuss personnel matters. Court is back in session under item 11. The court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary concerning personnel matters. Are there going to be any motions?
Do we need a motion to delay it to the next meeting, or just...
If that's what y'all want to do.
I think this time I'll make a motion that we go ahead and table the issue so we can research and see what our options are in appointing an interim JP for Precinct 1.
Second.
Do you want to include, have them come here at the next meeting, the possible candidates? I mean, it doesn't matter.
That's necessary in the
motion. No, probably not.
Okay. The motion by Commissioner Crittenden and seconded by Commissioner Ferguson is to table this matter and consider it on the May 30th meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
We'll consider that on May the 30th.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
They didn't tell you?
What time are you going to go with me? Or do you need to go with somebody?